Vamos lá. Zohar Klima Rishagag, Chazon. Some of you through Klima Rishagag, Vohach and Shobri the market. Somebody else came and broke with a cleat, there was a stick. Potter, what he's Potter. Who's Potter? No, Chazon. Who's Potter?
No, the one who took it, sorry. The one who broke it.
The one who broke it, the one who broke it is Potter.
No, he's not the one who broke it. He's the one who did it.
My timer, although he actually
Right,
physically broke it, I was really broken clean before. Why? Because when the guy threw it, it really had the shame broken. So we learn from here, the Sigur Bosmi Kor, Rashi says, Zohar clean, who threw the clean? Bala clean, clean, rich again. Zohar, Bala clean, the owner of the clean threw it. Who wanted to throw? He threw a clean reach the guy. Yeah. So Rashi added in it was the Baal HaKli threw it. So we explained because it just says Potter, doesn't say Peturim. Rashi threw this out. Don't say who's Potter. So just we're meant to know it's referring to the one that broke it. What about the one who threw it? So he's really Chayim. If he's Chayim, why does it just say Potter? He should be Chayim. Don't say we're talking about the Baal HaKli. The Baal HaKli is not going to be chayav on his own kli. But the mice, the minute you throw out, it's already become broken, and someone then brings it, he's potter. Okay, that was good. That was Rashi Mahalach. Remember, Tosfos here, knowledge of the tiny Tosfos. Zohar, Omar Rabba Zohar, Kimrish Gag, Rabba Gol Sino. It's not Rabba, it's Rabba. Why? The Rabba Mesapile the El. Rabba, and David Zayn is not sure he bossed me Mikor is Lino, Rilo. Rabba wasn't sure whether he bossed me Mikor. The Kama and the Gemara said, Nifshit Rabba. Let us resolve the Shaila from Rabba to Rabba. So you see that the Gemara understood that Rabba, this is Rabba speaking, the Rabba said, if you're a Kliyat of Kalisha Gag, you go boss off me Mikor, and the one that threw it broke it. And the one that broke it is not Chayav. There's already a broken cleaver when it got broken. Top the time in Shir, we had the Ramchamas, we had the Ramban, we had the different Shalagamah. Everyone's welcome to go back to the recordings to hear the Iyun part of the Shir. Omar Rabba, back to the next spin of Rabba. Omar Rabba. Zohar can you reach the guy? The whole attack of Kori makes sauces. And there were cushions underneath it. Somebody else came and took away the cushions, or he himself took away the cushions. He, the one that threw it, took away the cushions. He's Potter. He's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because we can't.
When he threw it across
My
the
timer.
break.
When he threw it, it was broken, his arrow. When he threw it, Psuke Mitsuki was broken, Giri, his arrow.
Broken.
Yeah. It was cut off, his arrow. Mitsuki is in a hefsek, is in a breach.
I thought when it translated, that when he threw it, it was sort of stop. It wasn't a crash, it was
Right.
Okay. It's going to break the wall.
There's a break between.
It wasn't broken. Why?
Yeah, the arrow that he said that was going to break it, it itself was broken. The arrow that was
but
going
this piece of arrow, we're talking clean,
yeah, no, his arrow was his act that he just threw down the tree. This throwing down the tree was his act of breaking the tree was broken.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay, Mitzke Giri, his arrow, meaning his act of Mazik wasn't an act of Mazik. There was cushions there. And then taking away the cushions, and then you draw and no key. So Rashi, we're now Rashi about 7 or 6 lines up. Zorak, last word in the line of Zorak, first word is Mazik, Kalim, Rashi Gag. And Mazik threw Kalim from the top of the Gag where he tucked all the corn sauces.
Why is he?
Why are you calling him Mazik?
That's what I was going to say. He's dropping the attention of the question.
As opposed to Balabox, yeah?
Or no, just say that he, or the thrower,
No, it means it's not. We're not talking about the Balabais. It means we're not talking about the Balabais. This Mazik actually, he came to one chance, like, even one case, like, he actually intended to take away the Kush. So he's definitely out to break this kid. Maybe he's not Chai Medine Odom. I don't think it's so wrong to use the word Mazik. But then it actually means to point out it's not the Balakli, not like the previous case, which is the Balakli. We're talking about some of the others. So Zark, Ba'azark, Mazik, Kid, and which again, very tough of Kono, Soto is Poto. This Mazik, in inverted commas, is Poto. Shemzik Gosoi in Sofer di Shobet. When he threw it, in Sofer di Shobet, Archie into the Akorim, until the Korim were taken away. Is there Shanot Akorim? And the one that took away the cushions, I feel like Zerik Atri, even if the Zerik himself took away, not long, took away the cushions, bottle, the Gromim, bit Gromim, bin Zonkin Avet, that's called Grom. Do you remember somebody, the Rif? The Rif said that it's Kalmiyim, right? The Rif said that this Rabba is the Shitosa, he holds a Kalmiyim is bottle, but we who hold Kalmiyim is Chayev. Would be a failure for the fact to take away the cushion. The classic example is somebody burning up a shtar. That's a classic example. That case is, I found a sort of different one actually just out of there. But that's a classic example.
He's not doing anything to the object itself, like tearing up the shtar is actually tearing.
He's not doing anything to the body.
Working when you do something to that particular object, but there's no.
It's more direct. So right. Burning up a shtar is
very direct.
Is very direct, but he's not burning up the choyv. He's burning up the ability to grow to claim the choyv.
So removing the pillow is
removing a pillow. We're not doing anything to them to the thing that's breaking at all.
Right. So that's pretty. Yeah. That's more indirect than tearing the shtar.
So that's why there could be people who say it's grom. But the Rif holds that this is still enough correct to be enough direct to be called karma.
What's the Gedarim by the Rif on where was the line drawn between Grama and Grami?
So it could be according to Grama, the Rif learns if it's not so certain it's going to happen. Right. Or it's the thing's not on its way to be broken according to what you're doing. Also, if you open a door and let the animal out, that's Grama. So there, it's first of all, animal might not leave out. But even if it does, it's not mukha. If the animal goes out, it's going to get damaged. Right? It's like a bit more.
More.
I think, and if you've got something hurting down towards the ground, and the only reason why it's not going to be because of the buffer, you take away the buffer, it's more direct. So it's certainly going to happen, it's also more direct. So it might go together. But that's a grom. Opening the door is a grom. This case, Kuntariyah is a Gami. Again, the most classic case of Gami is the one given by the Gemara of burning up a shtar. That's the most classic case of Gami. The Idoch, Zil Gemari. And everything else we have to go and work out. Is it like that or is it less than that?
Do
we
hold
Gami
or
Khan? We hold Gami or Khan. We is the Rif.
He's just saying this
the Rabba holds Gami is pot.
Exactly.
But says the Rif, we paskin, that we are paskin like the other ones hold Gami is chayv. Stamen on the lesser of Bahok, you have from the Sri, lay the learner training on the Gami, that saves to Yosef. The Kaim alone, we paskin, the lesser of Bahok. Right. Yeah? I was just reading out what the Rif said. I already said what the Rif said, but you want me to say it again? Rif holds that Rabba holds that Gami is potter, and therefore the halacha is not like Rabba here because we paskin that Gami is.
Is Rabba hold by the concept of Gami at all?
What do you mean by the concept?
Is there a category of whole Gami?
It's still, he holds it's got the same halacha as Gram.
So essentially, it's either.
It means what we would call Gami, he holds it still called Gram. And we split up Gram into something called Gami, and okay. Fine. Next one, this one is the next level of Rambo, which is now 5 bands up from the moment. Oh my Rambo, Zog Tinoik, Miroisha Gag, a Tinoik got thrown from the top of the gag. A bark and a keeper be safe, and a person came and murdered him. Look at the rebuttal and be safe, Rabbanon. This is subject to dispute between the rebuttal and be safe and Rabbanon. The Tanya, the Bryce is the Kru, a Sob and a Odom, but a Sob and Mashus. In the Vasakas, in the Vasakas, so 10 people hit, and they all hit together, or they hit one after another. They all got two. We're talking about cases where even though they hit one after another, each one had enough to kill. So the first guy could, his hit was enough to killed the person, but the person didn't die immediately. And then another one came, and he gave also such a blast in the third and fourth, fifth, and fifth. See? They're all potter. That's what Tanakama holds. Why the all potter? Anyone remember? The potter. Right. And the Buddha member says, "Zach has Zach in Chayiv. Whom nature keeps also. He's got potter. They're both arguing how to learn a potter. The potter says, Kol nefesh odo. Does that mean Kol nefesh? Or means koldu nefesh. Koldu nefesh, or any part of a nefesh. Koldu nefesh. And Bonan saying is kol nefesh. And if you don't say it, says koldu nefesh. So what's that got to do with here? So throwing down this kid, the kid is still alive, he's not dead, it's not like a broken kli. We don't hold like the Rambam, right? It's not like a broken kli. A kli that's broken can be considered broken up there. But like God, whether a person is alive or not, is whether he is breathing. And then he's still breathing and he's still alive. But less mandapalik, he's on the way out. So it's not, he doesn't have much of a nefesh left. So come to Abonon, going to be potter, the one that murders him at the bottom. The one that threw him out is not chayiv because he didn't kill him. And the one that murdered him at the bottom is not chayiv because it's called do nefesh. And according to, it's not called nefesh, it's not called nefesh odom, need kol nefesh. And according to Yudhu Ben Seye, the one that catches him is going to be chayiv. He killed him, the one that catches him with a sword, because he killed him. There wasn't much of a nefesh. Kol nefesh means kol duhu nefesh, kol shu. Even if it's only a little bit of a nefesh, chayiv missed on that. His dosh is a bit strong. But a couple of besides the niche names from a Zerg Nishaloi Horag, from a Kabloi, Potom Nisha Odom Mis Kibbe. Odom Mis Kibbe.
One
state is totally inconsistent
with the other.
Yeah, that's the notion is very hard to understand. You're right. 1 second. I must say that the notion is very hard to read. I'd scratch and say, Odom Meis Kibbeh, meaning it's like Rashi explained, it's not Kol HaNefesh. Since he's on the way out, he's about to die. But right, the notion is a bit hard. Right. Paul showed the kibble be Kronov. The show came and caught the child with its horns. Same story. Somebody threw a child out. This time it wasn't the person that caught it, but rather it was the show. Prove that the Rishmah, the nation of Yerik Babo. So now we're going to have a machlikis here regarding every time a show kills that you pay kofa, the owner of the show pays kofa. Why is he paying kofa? How much do you pay for kofa? Is it the main mazik or the main nizik? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Hirsch, Rabbi Yechon ben Rika said, it's Tamei Mazik. And Tanakhama holds it's Tamei Nizik. So what's that got to do with here? It says Rashi, plug to the Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi, then you kaifer. Rabbi Shmuel, the Alma kaifer, ben Mazik, the kaifer is right down based on Mazik, Shireenon. Sorry, kaifer ben Mazik, Shireenon. Plug to the Rabbi Shmuel, so you base it well on the Kofa ben Mazik, as Mishanim Kofa, then you have to pay Kofa. And Rabbonon, the Shamina ben Izik, Haloi, hi, Loi Habani Domim. This child is worthless. It's on the way out. And therefore, you wouldn't have to pay. Says Rashi, so it on the main Mazik, the main Izik, meaning, if it's main Mazik, so this kid's still alive. So, since the show killed this and this kid, so you have to be careful. There's no din kol nefesh by a show. So you killed a baby. So he has to pay kofer. How much? Okay, the value of the mazik. The mazik's got a value. You have to pay. But according to Tanakhama, it says that you work out based on the main nizik. So it's truly killed. So you killed someone. You have to pay kofer. How much you pay kofer? The man that person was worth. Such a thing is not worth anything. Such a baby is not worth anything. Because he's about to be killed, about to die. So he's not worth it. That's Rashi's pshat. We had Rabbi Nachman said the different pshat of other rishonim as well. Begishmakim pshat. Remember the other pshat? Temei mazik, temei nizik. Why should it be that you pay temei mazik? Why should it be you pay temei nizik? What's pshat in the Torah? Why should the Torah say you pay temei mazik? So funny thing, though, I'm saying the main nizik, the show was mazik to a person, you have to pay it for the damage you did to him. The main nizik, show gored a person, pay it for the value. Right, what's the main mazik? What's the main mazik? What's that? Because kapol. That means this person really should have got killed himself, the owner of the mazik, the owner of the animal should have got killed. The Torah had much more, it said kapol, pay. Right? So here he said the gishmaka thing. That if the person himself had he done the act which his animal did, he wouldn't have been chayav misa, then he doesn't need a kapara for his animal did. The whole act, the only reason why he needs a kapara is because if he did it, but if had he done it, he wouldn't have been chayav, then there's no need for a kapara. So if we pass under a bonon, what we said beforehand, that if a person standing with a sword and catches a child, he's not chayav misa. And if his animal catches a child, he wouldn't have to pay kofer. So that's how the Gemara explains it. So that's how Rabbi Nachman says. Come to Tanakhama, it's the main nizik. It's not for kapara. It's also your animal was mazik. You have to pay. And come to Rishmol, Benay Shavir from Rika. It's because of a kapara, that's the main mazik, he wouldn't need to pay. Because since he had it done himself, he wouldn't be chayav misa. If his animal does it, he also doesn't have to bring a kapara for that. Yishmak of Shat, opposite of Rashi. Next one, Omar Rabo. Nafal Mirisha Gag. Benitzka Beisho. Right? Somebody fell from Mirisha Gag and bumped into an Isha. Chayim Bedalad Vorim. So why is he Chayim Bedalad Vorim now? Sure, I have to say, why have done it for you? Or was it by mistake?
He was Karov Mesa.
Very good. Says Rashi. Rashi, Nitka Beisho. You see where the Rashi is? Fourth narrow line.
Yeah.
Third narrow line. Nitka Beisho, have done it for you. Rigoin, Shenofal, Beruach, Mutsuyo, Tahavni, Kerv, Remizit. Okay, so you chayav dalad voy. Problem is it. Ubi vimtoy. Loiko. It's not going to be vimtoy if you somehow do the mice of beer by falling. Chayav benezek, tsar, sheves. Chayav benezek, tsar, yipri, sheves. Ava boishes loy. If you said you chayav dalad voy, you're not chayav boishes. It's not. Eino chayav ala boishes, ad shimis kabe. But if he had clear kavon and he didn't have clear kavon, he was pesheya, he didn't have kavon. And the next one, Omer Rabba, next one. Omer Rabba, not for Moshe Gag. ברור שאין לי מצויר, זה, כדאי אדם במיוחד על הדבורים, ברור שאין לי מצויר, ויזיק, וביש, חייב על הנזק, כוז אודום, מועד לא אילו. איי, יצן אוי נס, ברור שאין לי מצויר, so why does he have to pay? What? The nezek?
No,
it's not full of this. It's more than a shaman. It's not 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 a shaman. Okay. Chavan, it's a shaman. Beruach Metzuyah. It's not a shaman. Beruach Metzuyah.
Love.
Yep.
You said he's hot. He said that he's high for nezek because he shouldn't have gone up.
Mm-hmm. It's not in his gun.
It can't be that he went. Can't be that he went up under the roof. Shouldn't have been up. Like it was really dusty. And it's maybe high on all four. On all four.
Right.
Must be that he was there when it's open to you. All suddenly came about.
Mea chuz. Achon. 100%. And nevertheless, he can't pull in his gun to go up on the roof without any walls, without any railings. Is not a sensible thing to do. And you're therefore, in order to be potter, you need to be in his gun. It's so good, but it's going to be enough to be chayst. It needs to be in his gun to be potter. Me then, going to be chayst.
I'm just saying, if it was a windy day and you went up,
that's Ruach Matsuya. Yeah, that's Ruach Matsuya. Somebody goes up when there's a hurricane wind blowing, it's not, whoa, how did I fall? That's the Ruach Matsuya then. That's what it is. Okay, let's try again.
So basically, Rosh Hashanah is off limits, basically. Or you do it at your own peril, so far as
you're being high. It's a dangerous thing to do. You're going to move without any ingredients, right? You put my knife on the bottle. Person shouldn't have, you have to have a mic because of it. Otherwise, it's Shashvid was done. About he didn't do on purpose, and he's a shaggy. He's come out tonight, so, but not nice. He's not on this. Gone. So, not for Risha Gagu. Let's go over that part again. Mama Rabba, not for Risha Gagu. She knew to your Vehizik, Ubiish, Chaiva and Ezek, or Potu with that advice. Ruach with to your Vehizik, Ubiish, Chaiva and Advoim, or Potu and Ambitious. So he's chayv al advarim because of the Ruach, but he's still not chayv boishes, like we said earlier, not chayv boishes because he didn't have kavana for boishes. Him is happy if he turned over. Rashi says, when he turned over, he somehow directed himself where to fall. He had kavana and had to fall on a person for an all, then he's chayv al boishes, he's chayv al boishes because now he's with kavana. So it's Ruach Mitzvah, and it's with Kavana, so you're chayv for boishes.
The Kavana was not to create Boisha.
Yeah.
Just as action.
Quite right. Yes. We don't need to have Kavana to embarrass, we need Kavana to land
Nice. Right.
On him. Says Rashi. Quite right. Says Rashi, Venitka, Ve'isho chayv v'dal advarim. V'goyin, Shenofal v'ruch Mitzvah, Nablikar v'vizit, this is what Mishua told us. Karban Mezid is a even though we learned in Yevomitz, somebody who does beer with his Yevoma, even if he does it by mistake, he's koina. You don't need any kavana to be koina. It's not like kiddushin where you need kavana to be kohen. Yevama is even malkocho. Ani mili heichad l'niskam l'bis isha acheres. That's only if he had kavana, at least for the act. For instance, he thought it was his wife and it turned out to be his Yevama. Right? So in that case, he's kohen. Aber zeh, in this case of falling, lo niskam l'shum bir. Didn't have kavana for bir at all. Hilkoch l'ikon, he's not kohen in the Yevama. What's nafkimine? Says Rashi v'imchoza v'osa echad min ha'achim v'omayna. If one of the brothers would now do mama means Kilo gives kedushin to the Yevam and says, I reserve the right to do Yevam. Poslo Olovna, this woman is now no longer able to do Yevam with the one that did the Maisa of Bir. But anyway, yeah. Vimisapir, Lach, she hits the limbo, and after he started falling, he turned over, didn't discover, says Rashi. He turned over, meaning he now made it in a way that he discovered limpoid al odom lan osoy, chayim afala boishes, like David says, after which loy niskaven the shame boishes. He didn't have kavana for boishes, because he had kavana at least to land on this person. Having kavana to land on the person is enough to be chayim boishes.
So if someone does something lazy, then not necessarily kavana for boishes or kavana lazy, he's going to be chayim for all four.
If it's kavana for doing the act to right. this person, then he would be chayim for boishes as well. Mm-hmm. All five, yeah. Omar Rabba, we're getting really close to the end. Mitrogesh, Omar Rabba, Iniach Legacheles Aliboy. Iniach Legacheles Aliboy Omeis, Porto. Somebody places a Gacheles on the lathe of another guy. Omeis, and that guy dies, is the one who places the Gachol Chayv Mise, the Chayv Mise for placing Gacheles. No, why not? Because it's not my cement, it's not my tzitzire. The guy's expected to remove it. But
so, just to clarify, the guy's awake or asleep?
Awake. Huh? Awake.
This guy's asleep.
And if it wakes up, I'm pretty sure it's wake up. If it'd be a type of situation, he wouldn't wake up. But basically, he's got on the heavy drug. Of course, it would be chavis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no regular sleep, but deep sleep.
You have to ask the doctors if we have some.
No, anesthesiologist.
Somebody sleep and somebody places a hot coal on him. And when he wake up? Okay, there you are. It's official.
So, if you put it much on his heart, that's going to touch his skin. Now, let's keep it on his baby while he's sleeping. And he'll catch it on fire.
But Rashi says, Shahoya loyna salka. We expect him to remove it. So, whatever the case is, if you've got a situation where he won't be able to remove it, then he'll be chaimis. If a case where it's expected to remove it, no. So exact protein about that, you have to ask a doctors and psychologists, all this type of thing. So there, if, that's a very basic cloud. If it was expected for the guy to remove it, I didn't kill you. You should have removed it yourself. The act I did was not an act, it was my city. But on the begotten, right, you'll see this, remember, we're going to remember for life. Al Bigodim in Isaac, he placed on his beggar, then he got burnt, even though the guy was watching it and enjoyed seeing his beggar got burnt. The one that placed the coal on the beggar is Chayev. Why? The Ho, the Lo Yisalka, says Rashi. The Ho, the Yisalka, Chayev. You see Rashi, Chayev, first word in the line. The Ho, the Lo Yisalka, the fact that he didn't remove it. Why didn't he remove it? Sova, he thought at Be'inele Bedino, no need for me to remove it. I'll posha take him to court, the Yifreli, and I'll pay me for it. Therefore, I'm not bothering to remove it. Aloha, the Meiser, Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, and everywhere else you want. Rabbi told it to us as well.
Except this is the same Torah, and it's really chashid.
So, Amar Rava. Right? That's all clear. Omar Rava. Trevayu Tanin. I don't need you, Rabbi. We've learned it at birth in a Mishnah. Aliboy Itma. Aliboy already learned it. Why? It's not. It says in the Mishnah. Kova Shalom Tuch Oyo Tuch Amayim. If a person holds down somebody in the fire or in the water, why? Because you can't get out. But doch foy, if you just push them into the fire. Why is he potai? I said, push them in the fire, and that's why he got burnt up. No, because since he could have got up. So the act of pushing him in the fire is not an act of retzicha. He could have got up and he should have got up. Says Rashi, Kama Shalom, she took for him, Shom. He held him down that Shemeis Chayim. No, that we haven't done. The Chayim is the next part. Okay, so that's good. So Says Rava to Rava, says Rava to Rava, your first halacha, that we know already. Somebody places on mace, or aliboy mace, volta vada, that's a mission. The mission says it's an edwin, a dot for your sefer or your mayim, your potter. And the second halacha, that you said not begging, that you're going to be chayim, is also possible, it's not, but we have a mission. Christ, to see. Kirais Ksusi, but not my Tara, my Beged, Shavaris Kadi, break my claim, Chayev. I'm an asif toy potter. If he tells him he can do it, it'll be potter, fine. But what do we see clearly? That even though the guy told him to break the claim, it's still going to be Chayev, even though he's standing there watching it. Right? Even though he told him to break the claim, he's going to be Chayev. So to hear, if he's standing watching his Beged burning up, is not a reason to exempt the one that places it down from paying. Right? It says Rashi Chayev. Rashi, first word line is Chayev. Chayev, the Ochi Kamalei. Him Tirza, that's what he meant. If you want him, if you want, cry. Tear out my begging, but the Shalim will pay. Have a Pirish, I'm an ass, you're a pot. So that was the Gemara. The Gemara, bit of a Shver Kedah demon. He once said, if we find if somebody breaks a kli after being told to break it, if he's chayev, who are they if somebody puts a coal down on the beged and the owner's watching it, he's going to be chayev. So it's a bit difficult because maybe if you do a mice ahead, if you actually break it, maybe there's more of a reason to be chayev. Hashem keep putting a coal down. But the owner could have removed the coal, maybe they wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe like Yossi's been chatting at us for the last 2 years. Maybe if the owner is watching something happen and he has means to stop it, maybe the owner should be expected to remove it. Maybe the one that did it wouldn't be chayiv. And the Gemara compares it to. What's the comparison? Kira, he did the mice as he'd be dying. So of course he's chayiv to pay. I put down a coal, which eventually burned down your beggar, but why didn't you stop it?
He said, he told him to rip this clothing.
Yeah.
He's going to put it, right?
It's chayv to pay.
It's chayv to pay.
Christ, who's
he chayv? He's chayv to pay. Unless he tells him that you're off the hook.
Right. So there, at least he broke the clean.
What?
He broke it. He tore it. So that's why it's chayv to pay.
It's me.
There was nothing the owner could do to stop that. The owner, the mother actually did it. Here, the mazik didn't burn up the key. He brought coal down, which eventually spread and burned down the key. The owner could have stopped it. Maybe there is potter. But no, the Gemara made the connection, made the comparison. The question is, what's the comparison? Tosis asked that question. Etzi Tosis, Kraxus Yichai, Tamer, Eichim, I see Raya, I can bring a Raya. Second Tosis on the page. Still, Mashani Ocho. So maybe, like Yossi's been telling us, maybe it'd be potter because the owner should have removed the gacheles from the beged. Teda, but the noket rabo al bigdoi chayev. Rabbi said on the beged chayev. But well, I'll be sorry. Potter. If it put on the bosa, it'd be potter. But also I'm going to come on tonight. Samei Seini. If somebody says Samei Seini, I'll feel Amanas Liftoi Chayv. Even if he says doing Amanas Liftoi, you're going to be Chayv. So what do you see? That Samei Seini, doing an act be a dying, is worse than putting a coal down. Putting a coal down on the bossa, we expect him to remove it. Sames Eini, you do it b'yadayim, you're going to be chayv. So too here. If you broke it b'kli b'yadayim, it'll be chayv. But if you just put the coal down on the beged, it'll be potter. So it's been your eye, you see, an act b'yadayim is worse than an act which then spread and broke afterwards. So that's this discussion. How can we compare the two? Ishleima. Sorry, El HaKofer, sorry, I'm sorry, Potter, Mishum Shoyle El HaHosir.
Where? What?
I stopped in the middle there. El al kochuch. It's not the taste again of reconciliation, okay? Tema, hechi maisi raya. How can you bring a raya from kira to placing a gecheles on the beged? Tell me shani ocho, shahoyo loy lohosa gecheles, mal big doy. Maybe, but the beged's different because he should have removed it. Teda, with the noki drav al big doy chayev. Rabbi says, what's the case of chayev al big doy? Mechlal, the al besoy. But on the besoy is potter. And why do you put on the besoy? So you just skip out two lines till al kochu. The first word in the line is al kochu, al besoy potter, mishum shahoy loy lahosir, kemoy ba'alimu. Told you, just skip out two lines. After we're going to prove it from a right. But al kochu, you see the al kochu getting on the line? Al kochu, al besoy potter, why are you potter for besoy? He should have removed it. Just like Ali Boy, he's potter because he should have removed it. So to Abasar, he should have removed it. And therefore, he should be potter. So it says, Thesis. How do we know from the fact that if a person does be a daif, you're going to be a chayim? The so too, if a person placed it down there on the beged, he's going to be a chayim as well? Maybe not. Maybe if you place it down there, you should have removed it. How do we see it? Where do we see this idea of you have to remove it? Because the halacha is, now we can go back just to the case that Tosfos brings Uriah from. What's the halacha? If somebody says, Sameis Einai, and even I'm asked to be potter, he's chayev. Why? Right? Why? Because he did the Mais B'Yadayim, did the Mais Ezek B'Yadayim.
That's why the light in the fire on the biggest is the Mais B'Yadayim.
No.
He's ripping the clothing.
Oh, ripping the clothing. Yes. Oh, so what's the asking? Why is it if somebody tells somebody, Sameis Eini, Almanas Liftoi, is Chayev to pay, and Shavor Eskeli, Almanas Liftoi, is Potter to pay? Right? No, anyone can think of an answer? Hashem wants you to think. No.
When he said about the eye, I don't think we get a certain agreement.
Oh, that's a mistake of shaft. Nobody will tell you blind my eye for payment. See, he didn't mean it. I think he's very scared. He could be. I'm not saying to him. It's only money. Right? Very good. But that's what this one's being arrived from. You see, even though if something doesn't be a dying by the eye, eye is not the heart. If he doesn't be a daim, he's chayiv to pay. But if he places it down a coal near the eye, he wouldn't need to pay. What's the difference?
Once he could have removed it,
why not? It's maybe the same by beged. If you break the clear, then you're chayiv to pay. But if you just place it in a way where you could have removed it, then it'd be potter to pay. Just like by eye, we find such a chiluk. So it's a by beged, maybe that's the same
chiluk. There's an opportunity to mitigate, then you should mitigate.
Mitigate means to stop it, limit.
Right, or to minimize your damage.
Right, maybe. So how can we bring your eye? How can we bring your eye from kirah, where you do need to pay, to putting in your chiluk? Maybe you don't. Says Tosfos, an important Tosfos, which anyone who has a highlighter should highlight it. Anyone who doesn't, well done. I should do it at least in the brain. Ben Shloima says Tosfos, to have shitele, it's poshut. As the Yossi would say, shite. There's nothing more to talk about. The ma'al besoy yaseh agecheles. It's poshut that if it's on your besoy, on the meat, on the body, he will remove it. Ma'al bigdoy lo yichayish. That's not what Rabbi's coming to be mechadish. Rabbi's not being mechadish to us that you should know and be mechadish, he won't remove it. That's poshut, he won't remove it. A guy who sees his beged burning up feels no need to remove that gecheles. Adrabi, you want to pay for it? Bevakasha. I've got no need to remove it, and he doesn't have to remove it. That's pshitin. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi? The chiddush is, Right, Rabbi Rabbi's bringing out hello. Shall I tell you, man? Kimin shemeniacha bigdom. Vuhu shaisik. The owner was watching it and kept quiet. Maybe in came daiteroshi yichvoto. Maybe it's a way of mechila. I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to feel any need to remove it. But since I'm not making a machor, since I'm not protesting, maybe it's a way of mechila. On that, says Daisy, I bring your raya. Says Rabbi, I bring your raya. You see, even if he tells him to do it, you still need to pay. Even if he told him to do it, so sadly, not protesting, he told him to do it, and you still need to pay. So Kosher came, in the case we're just standing by, just not protesting, he would have to pay. Im kein Taitu, she photo the Ashkechon, a film. You find even if he told him to do his chayim, so too in this case it be chayim. That's what Rabbi's saying. Rabbi said, Rabbi told me a chiddush, if you put on the beged, you're chayim. Says Rabbi, I know that. How do I know that? Because you see, Christ susi, you're chayim to pay. So what do you see? Even if the owner told you to do your chayim to pay, certainly the owner is just not protesting your chayim to pay. And that's poshut to Rabbi. There's nothing to talk about. That the owner has no reason to remove the coal. And of course, for that reason, you would have to pay. The shadow is just, maybe he's part of paying because the owner was moichel. Say no, no machir. There's no machir. Which brings us now to the very end of the Gemara. For you, Rabbi, Rabbi is a shadow. And you have kechelet zalim abdu. No. That's Robert's question. It's not a rice, it's a Mishnah. So there's not involved. You checked out. I thought it was a Mishnah. I said it. It's not right. It's a Mishnah. Yeah. It's a Mishnah. Right. So, that's Robert's question on Rabbi. That Rabbi's Chidushim are all Mishnahs, and therefore nothing. So there's no chidushim more. Rabbi said,
"Isn't that usually a big, perhaps a small question?"
It's a problem. Yeah, that's Rabbi's question. That's Rabbi's question. Chavayu tanina, we're not both in the Mishnah.
And this Rabbi is on.
Yeah, the one doesn't give an answer to explain why Rabbi said this thing.
Isn't that unusual?
Right, boy, Rabbi. If somebody else placed a gecheles in the leave of his eved, mao. Kigufoy domi, oikimamayne domi. Perhaps, I'm just to answer your question, which is just asking, perhaps Rabbi himself said this abdomen just to say his question afterwards. And Rabbi interjected and said, no, we don't need him on his nights. Could be. But Rabbi has a question. Rabbi left off with a question. Rabbi left off with a question. What's the din if somebody else left a gacheles on the Eved's heart? Mao. Kigufi domi or kumumini domi. Do we say that the person who placed the gacheles has to pay the owner of the Eved or not? Imtim tzerei kigufi domi. If we say it's like his goof and they do need to pay, and they don't need to pay, so kigufi, we expect the Eved to remove it. So you wouldn't need to pay. Show your imam. What's the demon show you? Do you expect the show to remove it or not? Although Pashta, afterwards, Rabbi himself resolved the shayla Abdu Kigufu. We do expect the Eved to remove it, but show your imam. We don't expect the show to remove it, and therefore the show, if you put on the Eved, you wouldn't need to pay. If you put on the show, you wouldn't need to pay. So we had Machlokes Rashi Tosis what the case was. Rashi Lama talking about an Eved that is not tied up. Abdu kigufi domi, v'miniach odom gecheles aleiv abdu. Foto. Shoir le Evid Misalkoi, the Evid should have removed it. He's not tied up. The Evid should have removed it. Shoir Kim Amoinoi, the Shoir, even though he's not tied up, is my Momain She'enoi Boridas, the Salki doesn't have Das to remove it. If you remember, we learned the Subyad Achav base, on the base, where that was Rashi Shita, an animal seeing fire walking towards it doesn't have Das to run. And therefore, would be personally the fire would be chayv. Here as well, the person place the call on the animal's chest would be chayv. Ashingim by Eved, not. And Tosis had a different shot. Tosis said we're talking about an Eved that's tied up, because Tosis learns an animal would run off. So we must be talking about an animal that's tied up. And who wasn't Eved tied up? So what's the shayla? Somebody places down on the Eved and it's tied up because it's chayv misa. So what's the shayla? So what's the answer to that?
The owner is there.
No, that's not going to help. It's still chayv misa.
No, no, the owner was there. The owner should
so still be chayv misa. So what's the owner's there?
Oh.
So what's going to be the answer to that?
That's a question for that.
If the Evan's tied up and you can't remove it, and the person places the call down, so it's chayv misa. What's the shayla?
The owner's there.
So you said the same as everyone else. That won't answer why he's not chayv misa. If somebody kills somebody and somebody else is watching, it's still going to be chayv misa. Because he did my suit seat. What's a grandma? On his heart and he can't move off. It's
but
tied down.
Was there to say that he was expecting him to remove it.
So what? So I was there to remove it.
No, but he was expecting when he put it on, because he put it on, he's talking out his own. He knows he hears about this thing, he's not going to let him die.
So
what?
So what?
He said mitzvahs.
Tied mitzvahs. So what? So Tosas disagrees with you on this. Tosas says, although there definitely might be some who agree with you, but it's not what Tosas says. Tosas says, what's the answer to Tosas? Why is it not chayv misa? Can I have a look inside Tosas? It's also good. Why is he not?
Didn't kill him.
It's a shayla of tashlumim. I'm not the chayv misa. So what if somebody's watching him? You did the ma'aseh tzicha. So a very nice, other very careful. You did the ma'aseh. This guy did the ma'aseh tzicha. So of course the chayv misa. No, boss. Shayla is.
Because it's no worse than being pushed into the fire. He can leave, right?
Yossi, you yourself can say a chiluk. You yourself can say a chiluk. Here he's tied up. What would be if somebody goes up to somebody who's tied up and a whole bunch of rabbis standing around this person and you put a gecheles on this guy and he kills him? It's chayv misa. I don't know what. There's lots of rabbis and they should have removed it. They should have removed it, but you did the ma'aser tzicha. I'm saying I'm texting them. He didn't kill him. So what's the shayla? Momoi. Regarding to Shlomim, maybe we expect the Odin to remove it. And because it's his money that's getting lost, it's the Odin who's losing money on this. So we expect the Odin to remove it. It's also a mitzvah, right? It says Doses. Because if it's just money,
then
I get no money. Right. Says Doses.
Hence, if it's just money.
Right, because it's also trading in it, it's not just. So it says Tosas and here Gachai Zalev Avdo. Kishe Eved Kofos. We're talking about Eved Kofos, Rabbi Oymi. Why does Tosas say that Eved Kofos?
So they can
if it moves off,
then it will be
high for
him. If he's not tied up, then
he'll
remove it.
Not finish.
And there's nothing to say.
There wouldn't have been a Shaila. Okay, there's a little bit more you could say. Because by the show, Tosis told us claw, the show would run off. Tosis that was base. So and then Maskana said Gemoy is show Gimamoino. The show you're chayav for the show. It's a steer. So it must be talking about a show that's tied up. If we're talking about a show that's tied up, then the Evan's also tied up. Because we're talking about one case. Right. Show what's it doing and Evan did it. That's how Tosis learned to love Kabis. So Tosis says, because Evan Kofos Rabbi Umi Dezai could appreciate it, like explain that of Abyss. For Mari Shaloi Mesa Evan, we're talking about the Evan did not die. Elohuzak, He rather got injured. Alakim is safkili. And that's why we have a suffix. Shemot lo yochush harab esalki. Maybe the rab weren't care about removing it. Because he's going to get paid anyway. Not going to die. He's going to get paid anyway. And therefore, maybe he'll remove it. That's a shayla. Or maybe he won't, because he's anyway going to get paid. That's a shayla here.
Usually.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't really fit very well in this case that we discussed so much.
Why?
It looks like if he tells him, go ahead and do something, he's going to be...
Just go ahead and do it. If you want to pay, you can pay. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. If you want to pay, you can do it. Go ahead and do it. Doesn't mean you're potter. Go ahead and do it means... Whatever you want to do, do. You'll just have your...
So I'm asking... According to Tosos, when this heaven is kafus, and the Adon is there, the Gatelet is placed on the eye of the slave.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I
don't know.
On the eye.
Doesn't sound
by a third party, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the Adon could have removed it.
Mm-hmm.
By him watching it, is he not agreeing? Okay.
Feel free. You want to pay me for whatever free.
Is that ever going to go free or not?
No.
No? Why don't we talk about it? What if you told him to put the Gatelet there? Is he considered your Shaliach after doing it?
I wouldn't have thought so. He said, Babe.
Right.
Hadron Allah, Ketzadaregel, Vidaitan Allah. May we be zeichet to come back to Ketzadaregel. Second time, or third time, or fourth time, every time, many times.
At least 100 times.
You should be there to come back. Next time you come back to, I'm sure you have even more geschmack and on the whole period. And we get to Shem on Thursday, we'll start a new period. New receptor. I will always think him. I'm very much sure. So, I don't know why Hashem arranged it that we did the sixth period before the first period. It's a bit strange. And that's where Hashem did it. The first period is the basics of all, obviously, Zikin. So, Boi, Mav, and Heaven. And so we'll see how far we get into it. It'd be nice if we can do the whole period. And we should really celebrate in some way the finishing of the Kitta Darega. Shura, you want to invite us around to see him?
What about that?
We should really celebrate the Kitta Darega. Make a sim on Thursday. We should, you're making a sim or?
No, it was
cake. Yeah, we should really celebrate it some way. It's a big thing. To finish it, and I said, very big in it. So maybe we should bring the rabbi in some time for it as well. So maybe I'll decide how we're going to celebrate. I think we should have a bit. Maybe I'll do it at home. We'll see.
Should we both have a meat dinner?
I think we should celebrate in, something in Kumbat. Tom, I shall give it some thought. No, but it's a Hashem thing. I don't know how long it took us. When did we start? I don't remember. It's been at least a year. And just ask advice to celebrate it. Yes, Hashem, we will start the first period. Anyway, on Sunday, on Thursday. So, where are you meant to start? From that place of Aleph, anyone know that has difficulty to know what word to begin with? It's the very first word in the box. And we will be going from Abba Ovis till Meitav Ha'aretz. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 tesis in. It's one of the longest tesis in on the just a mission, but there is 4 tesis in for us to learn. And we have to show my night. Short tickets.
We have a race starting on 28th August.
Daniel, 22. That's Elon 22. Elon 22. Perfect. Okay, so this is Rish Chedish Kisle. We're starting.
It's
called to the Rish Chedish. Huh?
Tomorrow we start now.
Today?
So then
Peg Aleph.